Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. So we're getting back to this kind of breaks your heart moment, you know, about a young man who's 13 years old. His name is Ethan Hallmark. And you've heard the I Am Second, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The I Am Seconds. And
powerful.
Powerful. If you haven't heard that yet, it's a perfect way to be able to share testimonies with people from different viewpoints of how they met the Lord and what their life was like before, how they met God and what it's like afterwards. And in that, there was this one young man that he filmed I Am Second. He was diagnosed with a particular cancer, 13, you know, young, and now he's 13 years old when he's filming this. And he's just a typical young man. And they're actually going to do a documentary on him. I think it's called The Ethan Hallmark Story.
Oh.
Because what you're about to see, he didn't realize that in 73 days, he would be with the Lord. His life would be over. Watch Ethan, and let's learn.
I used to play baseball a lot. Used to be pretty much addicted to it. I guess I kind of wanted to be a doctor from the beginning. Anything little kids would look up to. When we got to the hospital, my stomach hurt so bad they gave me morphine, and I don't really remember anything after that because I was out. They did the biopsy and they found out it was a stage 4 neuroblastoma. Didn't really know what that was. I knew it was cancer, but I didn't really know what cancer was either, but I knew it was bad, but I didn't know how bad.
He's got a tumor behind his heart. The same tumor wraps up his spine. My child's bones are breaking.
Your whole body feels like it's on fire. Feels like you're laying on a bed of nails.
He couldn't breathe, and he screamed so loud, saying, "Stop, stop!"
There's no more baseball, no more school. It was awful.
I've been to doctors in New York, Boston, San Francisco, Houston, and every single one of them says my son's gonna die.
Of course I wanna live. Who doesn't? I mean, obviously I wanna beat this disease, but I'm not gonna be that sad if I don't.
My son said, "I know I'm in a lot of darkness right now, but I've come to learn that the greatest amount of darkness, just the smallest amount of light, will overcome it."
Sort of have these moments when you ask God, and why my son? You know, why can't you use this in a different way?
So when Ethan was filming this documentary for I Am Second, this movie, and this one I'm about to show you, he didn't realize that he had 73 days left. No matter what you tell yourself, you don't know if all you have is 73 days left. You don't know if your children only have 73 days left. Or are you telling them about eternity? Are you telling them about God and the plans of God and the salvation of Jesus Christ that they can be with you? See, Ian knew the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's able to deal with life's difficulties and struggles, but also knowing that in this life, if he didn't succeed at this physical battle that he won, he would be with God. As a matter of fact, I want you to hear Ian in his own words. It's just a minute. But listen, you should not delay in making Jesus Christ the Lord of your life. You should not delay in witnessing and telling your spouse and your children or your parents about God and your neighbor about God. Everybody, somebody, only has a few hours left. Ian had 73 days that he didn't know left. Watch.
I mean, obviously, I want to beat this disease, but I'm not going to be that sad if I don't. I mean, I'm not going to say heaven's a pretty good place. Heaven's a perfect place. Of course I want to live long life on Earth. Who doesn't? I want to watch my sister and brothers go to middle school with me, go to high school, watch them graduate. Even I want to graduate, I mean. It's not really my plan, though.
Seventy-three days later, the perfect place that he talked about, he went to go be with the Lord. We have all these things going on, and we're talking about things all the time, but the most important thing we want to tell you about is what Ian just told us about. It's appointed once to die. We don't know when it is. Only a fool in his heart says he has tomorrow. This is what Jesus said. This is what James writes about too. He says, listen, you don't know what tomorrow holds. You say, I'm going to do this tomorrow, and I'm going to do that tomorrow. So this one man says, that he begins to give a description to, he says, I'm going to do this tomorrow, and I'm going to do that, I'm going to build bigger barns, I'm going to get bigger this, bigger that. And literally didn't know tomorrow that his life would be called. Like Ian, his days would be over. With all this radical death and Ebola and militant whatever, and people are dying, soldiers are dying, sometimes just life hits you and you die. And life ends here on earth. But you know what? It begins. We all are going to live for eternity. The question is, are we going to live with Ian Hallmark in heaven before God in the presence of the Lord where there's no more pain, no more sickness, no more disease? There's no cancer. He was instantly healed in the presence of God. Are we going to live separate from God in a place where he described as there's weeping and gnashing of teeth? It's appointed once to die and then the judgment. Let's make the same decision. Let's say, Ian, I'm going to make Jesus Christ the Lord of your life. You can find out more about how we did it at meetmyfather.org. Meetmyfather.org. You've got to meet him through his son, Jesus Christ. God bless. You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.